In song and in prayers, we give thanks to God for the nation and land that He's given to us. Just a couple prayer updates to share with the congregation that will add to our prayers today. We are going to give thanksgiving for God's protection for Brian Baker coming through surgery, Jim Holroyd, who came through surgery this week, Bob Glather, too, feeling better and with us this morning. We're thankful for that. Also, some important prayers are for the Santoras as they're going to the National Youth Gathering this week in Houston with Caleb and another youth. Also, wanted to share with the congregation that Harold Sheely, a member of our church, passed away this week on Tuesday. So we'll uplift the Sheely family in our prayers. And then also got news just Friday that Tom Helm, he's been on our prayer list, it's looking like God's calling Tom to be home as well. So we want to uplift his wife Donna and Tom in this journey that's just beginning for them. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray for those people and for all people of God according to their needs. Almighty and most holy God, we thank and praise you for all you provide us for us freely by your grace. We are especially thankful for the freedoms we enjoy and celebrate today as we gather to worship you, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the leaders of our nation, state, and community. We acknowledge that you have placed them in these positions to govern us and all people of this land. Grant them wisdom and lead them to make decisions that are in line with your will for all people. Lord, in your mercy. And amid the thorns of this life, we lean on your grace, knowing that it is sufficient for us and in our weakness, your strength shines through. We ask for your grace and healing for those who grieve. We ask for your grace and healing for those struggling in body, mind, and spirit. Lord, today we uplift Tom and Donna Helm as, Lord, it appears that you are taking Tom to be with you. Lord, protect Donna's heart, be with those that are taking care of Tom in this journey ahead. Lord, we give you thanks for the gift of life to Harold Sheely, here on this earth, but also in this congregation for the last few years of his life. We thank you that he heard about Jesus here. He received Jesus' gifts of his body and blood. And he, Lord, we pray that you would be with that family as they gather to mourn his passing. Lord, we thank you for answered prayer for protection for Brian Baker, for Jim Holroyd and Bob Glather this last week. Continue to give them strength and a full recovery. Lord, we also uplift those names presented to us this morning on our prayer list. Kai, Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Courtney, Joyce, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Gary and Katie, Bernice, Michael, Jen and Gabriel, Gary, Nicole, Josiah, Libby, Terry, Jerry, Larry, Cole, Addie, Bob, Dan, and David. Finally, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to go to the National Youth Gathering. We thank you for the energies that have been given to prepare for this moment and pray that you'd watch over the Santoras, that you'd take care of those details that are trying right now in our country, just simply traveling, that they would have smooth connections and that this would be a moment in which all of them are encouraged in their movement with you as followers of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, we live in a nation and in communities where we are thankful to have brothers and sisters in Christ. Yet there are also many who have either disconnected from you or your church or who have never known you. Lead us to share your grace and peace with others. Guide our conversations and grow our relationships with those who do not share the hope we have. Lord, in your mercy, no matter where life takes us, we know we are in your hand. So we confidently come before you as your children and place these prayers and all our concerns into your gracious hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.